Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
Hey, Dolphins, this is Michael Fink with the FinFans Podcast. Each week we come to you and bring you our opinions on what's going on within the Dolphins organization. During the season, you'll hear two shows each week where we review and preview each game. We shoot straight from the hip and have fun in doing so. We'd like to thank both the Dolphins Talk Network and the Pigskin Podcast Network for their support. Make sure to check them out. It's truly appreciated. All right, let's kick off today's show. All right, we're back for another FinFans podcast. With me is Daniel Reinhart.
What up, FinFans?
And Daniel, the league year has got off to a pretty fast start. At 4 o'clock, we announced a trade. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, so thank you, Lord, for bringing Jalen Ramsey to Miami.
I didn't know we're getting prayers, too.
Now we have the guy on the other side of X, right? Once Byron Jones was determined to be out of the picture last year, for sure, we just wasn't very good in pass defense. Jalen Ramsey has been one of the best cornerbacks in the league for a number of years. He's made the Pro Bowl six straight years. Three of those 6 years, he's been All-Pro in 20 and 21 both, and then back in 2017. Jalen Ramsey is a well-known commodity as one of those rare guys that you could probably call a shutdown corner. And he is an excellent football player all around. I mean, not only getting his hand on the ball, creating a better defense all over, but he can get after in the run game. He's not afraid to mix it up. And he will talk some smack on the field, too, and get the other team riled up. I love this move. We traded a third rounder, number 77, that we got for Devontae Parker, and Long, the tight end that has not really been anything and turned into anything for us so far.
Yeah, he left the fans longing for more.
He certainly did. I can't wait to hear Lou's take on this, because he has always been saying that Long needed to perform and just couldn't get on the field. So love this move all around by Chris Greer. Love this for our football team. And you had said something to me in conversation about Ramsey's best season. So why don't you tell us why this is such a good move for Fangio?
Well, we assume it is, but he had his best year playing under Brandon Staley, who's a disciple of Fangio. So, yeah. You know, he knows the defense. He's played in the defense before, and he's excelled in it. So hopefully that'll all transpire here.
I got to tell you, Mike, I am so excited to see these guys on the field together. And by that, I mean Jalen Ramsey and Xavien Howard, because you can say there's an argument to be made that we have the number one wide receiver duo in the league in Tyreek and Jalen. And now there's an argument to be made on the other side of the ball. We have the best cornerback tandem in the league in X-Man and Jalen. So I am super excited to see these guys on the field together in Vic's new look defense. It's going to be exciting, because now this may allow our defensive line to get after the quarterback again this season, which is something we struggled at a little bit last year.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that they made the trade, and free agency started, and they've been busy. Their first move was to go out and sign Mike White to a two-year deal, a potential $16 million contract. I guess there's some incentives there for playing time and whatnot.
Yeah, so if you listened to last week's podcast, you heard me mention that Mike White could be one of our targets. And the media talking heads love Mike White. They keep talking about him being one of the best backups in the league. While I may have preferred Gardner Minshew, I don't hate this deal. I was a little bit surprised to see that it could be upwards of $16 million, but I like it better than having Teddy Bridgewater. Mike White has got some, he's just got some something. If you remember last year in New York, the players were wearing a Mike effing White t-shirt. You know, like they come out and did that after Zach Wilson was benched or whatever. And here's an interesting thing about Mike White that people might not know. In his very first start, he became the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for 300 yards and complete at least 75% of his passes. He actually completed 82% that game. And he was the first quarterback to throw for 400 yards and three touchdowns in his first career start. There's something there. The terrible part about that is he's only got like 12 touchdowns. Eight touchdowns in his career. So after that, after that three touchdown game to start his career, he didn't have quite the same looks, the same statistics, but he's definitely got something. And I think he's got some moxie and teammates love him. And I don't hate this signing. What do you think?
Well, they must think so too, or they wouldn't have signed him.
What do you think about Mike White? You got an opinion on this guy?
Lukewarm, really. I mean, if I'm being honest, he doesn't get my toes tingling to, you know, quote Jim Mandich. Right. I don't hate the move. We'll see how he does. He's a young player. Yeah. I usually like a little more experience in my backup quarterback, but we'll see.
Your point, he started 7 career games, you know, 4 of them last year. He's only been in the league for 2 years. So it's an interesting viewpoint from, you know, the media, from what we're hearing on the television, that this guy's one of the best backups in the league. And really, I think it has to do with the way he carries himself and the energy that he provides the team. Well, at least he did in New York when he came into the game. And, you know, for what it's worth, the fan base there loved him too. They loved him up there. So we needed a guy who could come in and play.
I bet they love Rodgers more.
They certainly will. Yeah. Yeah, they certainly will.
Or hate him one of the two.
Or maybe not. You know, Rodgers can be a little gruff. So
Okay. So after Mike White, they signed linebacker David Long. And I spoke about him last week. What was interesting to me was he got about half the amount of money I thought he would based on the projections. So kudos to Miami for that.
Yeah. And there is talk that, and the comment that I read was the second tier linebackers in free agency really don't like this deal, because it doesn't raise the bar quite as much for linebackers as some of these free agents were hoping, right? But this is a guy who's only 26 years old, and he's just coming off his rookie contract. He had his best season of his career last year before a hamstring injury cut it short. And it going into that, like when he got injured, there was several things that were great. He was like second in the league in run stop rate.
He's an elite run stopper, and he needs a little bit of
work. Well, that's interesting, because when he got injured last year, he was sixth among linebackers at a minus 5.1 receptions over expected rate, which is an interesting stat. That's like a PFF stat, but that's an interesting stat when you hear that he struggles a little bit in coverage.
Well, his grade was 62.9 in coverage. So, you know, that's mediocre.
A really good point for fans who are looking like, who is David Long? PFF had him as a top 20 linebacker in the 21-22 season. And then last season, he was a top 5 run defender. So I know we've talked about a Landon Roberts, right? If Roberts doesn't resign, which...
This is Roberts. Yeah, this is a younger version.
If Roberts doesn't resign, which we could probably see him not, this is a guy who's going to come in and thump and help that second level create the stops on the run game that we need for Fangio's defense to be successful.
Now, the next move they made was they re-signed Duke Riley. He's got a 2-year deal worth up to $5 million.
Yeah, I don't hate it. Duke's not a bad player. He fills a role. He's not a guy that we have to count on to start. You know, cross your fingers, knock on wood.
Yeah, I think he's more a special teams
absolutely
guy,
really. And he plays with his hair on fire when he's in there, you know, and he's all over the field too. So I don't hate the signing. Glad to have him back.
All right, so we talked about Ahmed last week, and now we today, you know, we signed Mostert and we signed Gaskin.
Yeah, and we signed Wilson, right? We brought Jeff Wilson back too.
Right. So, you know, they're getting the band back together.
How do you feel about us just bringing back the four we had and not going after somebody new?
Well, the draft hasn't happened yet. Maybe they do draft somebody and somebody out of that group doesn't make the team, but I don't know. I mean, look, the guys, the two starters, Mostert and Wilson, did not do a bad job yardage per carry wise. So I don't hate the move, but it's not that, you know, it's not that game changing back. And none of these guys are power backs, you know, they're shifty, but they're not powerful.
Yeah. I also don't hate it. Here's the thing. They know what McDaniel expects and they know the offense. Specifically,
sure.
Wilson and Mostert, both of those guys at separate times had the juice last year. They
agreed.
Just did. And specifically, Mostert down the stretch, he looked fantastic last year. And I agree, neither one of these guys are the game changer that we hope we have in the backfield at some point. I think if I had to guess, they brought back Gaskin and Ahmed because they didn't want to go into the season missing in the draft or on one of the other free agents that they might want to bring in. Got to have the guys under contract.
Yep. The difficulty that they have is they have so many free agents.
Absolutely.
Which basically equates to holes on the team.
Absolutely.
You know? So they've got a lot of bodies they've got to sign, and they don't have a lot of money to do it. So this is their issue. And, you know, you can play games with the money to a certain point, and they've been doing that, but eventually you run out of contracts to restructure.
Yeah,
you know?
and actually a lot of these guys they signed are on 2-year contracts, so we'll see that come up again.
There's no doubt what the agenda is here. I mean, it's a 2-year window and they're going for
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Win now, baby.
They re-signed Kendall Lamb.
Yep. Depth signing. Somebody that knows the system. Not a bad signing.
Deshaun Elliott, safety, physical kid.
Yeah. Another guy in the same sort of vein as Brandon Jones, a guy who can fill that role until Jones is back fully healthy. I would expect Jones to be the starter, but you never know. Fangio needs guys who can play, and we have not re-signed Eric Rowe. So as long as we don't get Rowe back, this may come as one of those really important signings that we had to have.
And don't count out, you know, Fangio playing five people in the secondary, because that will happen.
Absolutely. And if you're following along on Twitter, there's a lot of expectation that we're going to bring in Jordan Poyer from the Bills. I don't know where that stands. I haven't seen.
I'll tell you where it stands. He re-signed with Buffalo.
Okay, well, that ixnay on the Jordan Poyer, eh? But, yeah, we definitely need safeties because they're really important in this defense.
Yep. And let's see, they signed tight end Eric Saubert.
Yeah, this guy, I don't know what you think about Saubert, but he is a hell of a blocker. And I think we need that in this offense. We didn't get much of it from our starter last year, and they are looking for a guy who's going to come in and help improve the run game and protect our quarterback. You know, when he's...
Do you think he's going to see the field, or do you think the other tight ends that are already
well,
there
Well, I think he will see the field. Yeah, I absolutely do. I expect all of those guys to be used. What do you think? Do you think he's going to see the field, Mike?
I don't foresee him being the starter right away, right? I think Smythe would probably have that job over the two of those
guys.
Yeah,
and for anybody wondering, the guys that we actually have on the roster right now are Smythe, and I don't think Shaheen's coming back, but I don't have any confirmation on that. The other guy is Tanner Connor, who's a very interesting prospect that was a wide receiver in college, right? And they moved him to tight end. He got a little bit of run last year. He didn't make the most of it. This is a guy who they are really excited about. So I would definitely expect to see Connor in the receiving tight end role, and I would expect Saubert and Smythe to get a lot of the blocking work.
Yep. We'll have to see who pulls ahead in that, you know, who the better blocker is.
Yeah, and I do think Saubert is a hell of a blocker, but I also think Smythe is. Tanner Connor is the wild card. It'll be interesting to see what we do with him.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. They did like him. I mean, I know they were, you know, saying good things about him. So we'll see what happens. Yep. We'd like to throw a shout out to DraftKings for sponsoring our show. And here's a little message, and we'll be right back. Ready for the underdogs, the upsets, the unbelievable action from DraftKings Sportsbook? The biggest tournament in college basketball is here. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on college hoops and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, for a limited time, all customers can score a no-sweat bet during round one and round two of the tournament. So go get the app, opt in, and place a no-sweat bet this weekend. If it doesn't hit, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $10. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code TPPN. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly, win or lose. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TPPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show notes for details. Freddie Swain, they signed off waivers. Wide receiver.
Yeah, and when we talk Freddie Swain, I don't even remember him in Denver. So... we signed him off of Denver's waivers. He's a guy that you've seen playing in Seattle. He's a burner. He's a guy that can stretch the field. Problem there is we've already got that guy. You know, we've got several of those guys. I'm not sure where he fits. Rather, he's just a depth guy because we have somebody that we're not re-signing, right, in 14. The much beloved.
Well, he hasn't been re-signed yet. That doesn't mean he much won't, but... To this point,
beloved Sherfield, but he may just end up being a camp body. I don't see where he fits.
And you had Craycraft, right? He's out there too.
Yeah, Craycraft is still a free agent too, right?
So that's where it's at. That's the moves through today. Today is day two of free agency. Well, actually, it's day three, right?
Well, the period in which
the tampering window was two days.
I'm looking for. The tampering window started on Monday at noon. But free agency actually began today at 4. So it's weird to me that you can get all these guys.
That's new. They started that last year.
I don't know if it was last year, but it's really recent and it's weird to me.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It gives a little bit of a head start. There's several guys on our roster that I think that we need to re-sign still. What about you?
I think the league office just said, screw it. They're doing it anyway. We might as well make it legal.
Yeah, too many penalties to hand out if so.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's the number one guy that is our free agent still that you think we need to bring back?
Andrew Van Ginkle.
Yep. That's the one for me, too.
I just like the kid.
Me too. Me too. That's the one for me. If I had my way, we'd be re-signing him and bringing him back. I hear he's going on a couple of visits. I hope that we don't hear in the next couple of days that he signs somewhere else.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure they'll hear his number and they'll either say, come on back or no. Right. What areas do you think they've yet to address that they will?
Well, I think they probably need to address linebacker again, first of all, because, you know, Ginkle may be gone and Sam Equivon and Melvin Ingram is a free agent.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of holes to fill there. But I think that the offensive line is a position that I expect them to bring somebody in. Other than that, I'm not too sure. I'm not sure that Deshaun Elliott's enough at safety. I think that we may need another body there. I wouldn't expect them to make another big splash, though, you know?
No, I wouldn't either. I mean, it could happen, but I wouldn't think so.
I don't expect to see another big splash. I would love to see, you know, we talked about this before, too, but I would love to see Bobby Wagner come down and play in Miami. That would be pretty cool. I would expect that he should get a reasonable contract somewhere. But that would be the one for me, I think, is I'm not sure David Long is quite enough at linebacker. We're going to need another body or two there.
Yeah, well, it depends on how you're going to play your defense. I mean, you know, like I said, he's basically a fill-in for Roberts, right?
Yeah, and I think he's an upgrade. I think he's a clear upgrade over Roberts. I don't think he's quite the liability in coverage, and he can play more snaps. He played like 95% of snaps in 2021, and he was on his way to playing, you know, at least that many in 2022 for Tennessee. Again, he had his best season ever last year before his hamstring injury, 86 tackles in 12 games. Like he was on a tear. So I think he's a clear upgrade, and he should look really good next to Jerome Baker in the middle of that defense.
I actually do think he's an upgrade because I think he's going to be a better tackler than Roberts was. I mean, Roberts, when he hit you, he hit you, but he missed a lot of tackles.
For sure. And here's the thing. With the defensive line not playing in the 1.5 gap scheme before, they may struggle in the beginning, and that's where David Long comes in and cleans up. It's right. going to be really important right. that we have those cleanup players. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him on the field, and I think he's a clear upgrade over Roberts.
So, I mean, obviously you're excited about the trade, right? Do any of these other guys excite you? I mean, really get you excited?
No, you know, I mean, the more I look into what David Long, what kind of season he was having last year before he got hurt, because obviously you don't pay attention to the Titans, right, as a Dolphins fan.
Right, exactly. If you are watching it, you're laughing at Tannehill.
Exactly. Or you're watching with your mouth on the floor because of Derrick Henry, right? Like, that's the other reason. Yeah. But the more I look at what he was doing last season before he got hurt, the more excited I am about having him in the middle next to Jerome. But otherwise, no, they don't blow me out of the water. If Wilson and Mostert can be that 1-2 punch that I kind of, like, if you listen to the podcast last year when we got Jeff Wilson, I kind of predicted that they'd be the best tandem in the AFC East. And one of the best in the AFC. That did not come to fruition. If that can even come close to fruition, I'm excited about those guys. You know,
I think, you know, people want the star back. I get it. And I do too. I mean, I not necessarily a star back, but I want a solid running back. Yeah. You know what I mean? A guy that you give the ball to and you know he's going to get going.
Yeah.
You know, there are only so many Derrick Henrys, you know. You don't find that type of athlete very
Absolutely.
Often.
Absolutely. And I too, I'm one of those guys who love a star running back, but we're not going to find one in free agency. And it's not going to – I know that some fans are going to be clamoring right. because, you know, Ezekiel Elliott just got released by the Cowboys, but it's not a guy like that. There's still talks in circles that we may pursue a trade for Dalvin Cook. Or Austin Eckler. Either one of those guys would be pretty cool.
They're going to want to get paid. That's the problem.
Yeah, and that's most likely not going to happen here, especially for their age. So,
yeah, going into today, I think we had like $15 million roughly in cap space.
Not a lot.
So,
not a lot. And we restructured some huge contracts that allowed us to get to that spot, right? So, and
right.
for anybody who doesn't know,
and last week we said $10 million when Byron Jones gets counted after June 1st, but it's actually $13 million. So I want to correct
that. Yeah, and for anybody who doesn't know, we actually restructured Ramsey on the way in. He was supposed to make $17 million for this year, and his new cap number is 4.1. So we saved 12. You know, almost $13 million.
they didn't really save it.
No, I mean they gave it to him over, you know, 24-25, but and they guaranteed a lot of it. You know, he was not guaranteed much money in LA, and
I think his guarantee ran out.
Yeah, well, he had $5 million left in guarantees in LA, and he has 35 with Miami, so.
He just needs a bigger boat.
Got a bump there, but it saved us for this year's free agency. It saved us money, and I do expect us to bring some more guys in. I would love to see some of these guys re-signed, but a big splash, unless we do something crazy, I don't see it happening.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what David Long actually is, because the Detroit fans were pretty impressed with him.
Yeah, you mean the Tennessee fans.
I'm sorry,
Were, and he's still young. See, that's the beauty of this move, because he's young and ascending, and as long as he can stay healthy, we should get a steal here. $11 million is not much for a stud in the middle of that defense.
No, let's hope he turns into that. He's got to work on his coverage a little bit, but you know, as we said, he can play the run, and that's what's attractive, I'm sure, to Fangio. Yeah. I don't know what else to say. You know, I mean, just I'm excited to see what else they do. You know, as the couple of days goes on, because they do have a lot of holes to fill.
I do have a couple of interesting numbers. Just something I thought was funny.
Okay,
did you know that in Super Bowl odds right now, Miami is 10th. In the league at plus 2,500. that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah. You know, where are the Jets?
I'm not sure where they're at in Super Bowl odds, but I will tell you that they are second in AFC East odds. And, Miami is third. So if you're a betting man and you think Miami is going to whoop the Jets this year, despite Aaron Rodgers, then maybe now's the time to go put some money on that.
Tell you what, they're going to be tough.
Yeah. Yeah, they were tough last year.
They're going to be tough. So I hope people aren't sleeping on them. And Patriots made some signings today, right? Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, they sure did.
And I forget who else they brought in, but they look to be getting a little bit better. They traded a tight end away. that move didn't work out too well for them.
The interesting part of that move is Jonnu Smith goes back to the coach that he worked with in Tennessee, because Arthur Smith is the head guy now in Atlanta. So he was way underutilized in New England. And I'm glad he's finally out of that shithole. Get him out of that shithole.
Yeah. All right, Daniel, that's all I got. Next week, we'll have more to talk about, because we'll start to see the bigger picture. You know, right now we're looking at half a slate.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they don't have a lot of draft picks, so they've really got to make some hay here.
Yeah, it's how many do we have? Like three? We got like three, maybe four left.
They've got their they have their second, they have their third.
Oh, they do. Okay. For some reason, I thought we didn't have a second this year.
No, we have our second, we have our third, and I'm not sure what we have after that, but I think we lost the fourth and fifth and have a sixth and seventh, but
it's time for me to start scouting these incoming running backs then, because Mike McDaniel might just go after one of these guys.
Yeah, probably in the sixth round.
Let's get that stud in the third. Let's get that guy in the third. Tank Bigsby.
That'd be fun.
I'm calling it now.
Uh-huh. Write that down somewhere so we don't forget you called it. All right. All right, Daniel, we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Quick show tonight. And like I said, we'll be back next week. Y'all have a good week, and fins up. All right, that's today's show. I just want to remind everyone that the FinFans podcast is proud to be part of DolphinsTalk.com podcast network and the Pigskin Podcast Network. Check out these sites, guys. There's lots of podcasts and information there that you'll enjoy. All right, until next time, be well and take care.
Sports Social Podcast Network.